I appreciate you coming this morning on short notice. First of all, I'd like to say a little something about our friend Andrew Bailey. As you know, yesterday President Trump announced that he's appointed Andrew Bailey as a co-deputy director of the FBI. I'd like to say congratulations to Andrew and his family. Andrew is a great guy and been a great friend to me and many Missourians. Since his appointment by Governor Parson to this position in 2022, Andrew and his team have worked hard right across the street from here to truly make Missouri a national leader in protecting our freedoms, our Constitution, and upholding the rule of law. I know he truly cares about making our state and nation even stronger and safer for the next generation. I sincerely believe that this selection further emphasizes the President's commitment to enforcing law and order in our nation. As you know, Andrew is a U.S. Army veteran and prosecutor. Andrew has spent his career fighting for Americans, and know he will continue to do a great job serving in D.C. in this new role at the FBI. And although I miss Andrew very, very much here in Missouri, I want to say thank you to President Trump and United States Attorney General Pam Bondi for selecting Andrew. Missouri has a truly incredible legal talent pipeline, and we know Attorney General Bailey will continue to make our state proud. This morning, I'm happy to announce the role of Attorney General is incredibly significant in our state, and serving as the Chief Legal Officer for the state. The Attorney General, as you know, is the top cop. It is not lost on me the incredible importance of selecting the right person for this job, and my team and I took this selection very seriously. We wanted the most qualified person who is ready to work on day one. So today, I'm proud to announce the next Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway. A former U.S. attorney and someone who is very familiar with this building as we stand in today, Catherine is talented, trusted prosecutor who has a passion for enforcing the rule of law. Catherine previously served as the chief federal law enforcement officer for the Eastern District of Missouri, where she supervised more than 4,000 criminal, affirmative, and defense cases, personally tried cases to jury verdicts. She also supervised and assisted the development of cutting-edge theories of criminal prosecution. Catherine will be and is tough on crime, and we look forward to continuing our partnership with the Attorney General's office under her leadership and our number one priority, which is public safety. Catherine will assume the role of Missouri Attorney General on September 8th, when Attorney General Bailey is sworn in as Deputy Director of the FBI, and we will work with the Attorney General's office to ensure a smooth transition process. In addition to being the first major statewide office appointee of our administration, Catherine will be the first woman to hold the position in state history, something she is very familiar with as the only woman who has been the Speaker of the House of Missouri history. On a personal note, Claudia and I are proud to call Catherine and her family, and her family is with her today, and I'm grateful that they support her in this sacrifice as a longtime trusted friends. I've known Catherine for over 20 years. She represents and understands Missouri conservative values. She led that historic effort in the House just several years ago to make Missouri the great place it is today with those conservative values. Catherine's husband, Chris, joins us today along with her children, Lucy and Jack. A real personal note, as you all know, Catherine's a horse person. Most people would probably never guess that. Catherine grew up in rural Nebraska. I called her a drummer because she did the barrels, but she does understand rural values, and I think that's another reason that rural Missouri has connected and will continue to connect with Catherine's values, as we know is so important here in our state. Thank you to the entire Hanaway family for supporting Catherine and serving Missourians in this new role. I'd ask that Missourians pray for her and her family in this next chapter. Congratulations to Catherine Hanaway, Missouri's 45th Attorney General. Catherine, I'll hand it over to you for a few words.
Governor, thank you so much. It is a big day, and I am maybe a little choked up already. There are a lot of thank yous I need to say, but the first and most important one is to you for making this appointment, and to you and Claudia for serving our state so incredibly well. I also want to thank some friends and mentors who I know were involved in this selection process, Adam Gershom, Lowell Pearson, Andy Blunt, Bill Corrigan, and Ray Wagner, all of whom have had a lot of good influences on the Attorney General's office. I also want to thank somebody who's not with us. This is the part that made me choke up a little bit, who was a historic figure in this building and a great leader and a great friend to both the governor and I. Ron Richard showed us all how to really serve the public of Missouri, and I'm sure he's smiling right now. I'm grateful to all of my partners at Hush Blackwell. This is a sacrifice. It's a big change. I had just completed about a year ago serving as chair of that firm, which is more than 1,200 lawyers in 25 cities. And first, last, and always, I want to thank my family. My husband, Chris, my rock, who makes it all possible. Our daughter, Lucy, who I can remember was exactly this big when I started serving in the legislature and came down with me. Our son, John, who joined us from Belarus while I was speaker. We went through a lot of losing election days, so to be here winning is just so fantastic. I also just, they can't be here. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother, sister, and nieces. There's some other thank yous I want to make that are so important to this job, and I want to start with the General Assembly. Obviously, I have a special place in my heart for the General Assembly, having served there. But the partnership between the General Assembly and the Attorney General's office is absolutely critical. It's a source of funding, and it is a source of righteous investigations. I hope to continue to have a great partnership, and I will need leadership from the General Assembly. I want to thank General Bailey. It is absolutely remarkable what he has accomplished in his short tenure, and he is handing off an office that is in better shape than that office has been in a very long time, and I'm eager to get there. I want to thank the men and women who work in that office. They are tirelessly committed to protecting the rule of law and the Constitution and the public safety of all Missourians. It's a great office, and I can't wait to get there and show the people just that work there how valued they are. I also maybe in the category of a little bit longer term, I want to thank the judges here in Missouri for carrying out justice. I think I'm, you know, going to be spending a lot of time with them, so I want to make sure that they know I'm very grateful for what they do. I'm humbled beyond belief to accept this appointment. The governor mentioned my rural roots. My first introduction to Missouri was I came to the University of Missouri. I ultimately transferred to Creighton, but the dorm I moved into, which was Wolpers, was bigger than the small town I came from in Clarkson, Nebraska. I mean, it was eye-opening. And some of you know in the last few years I've been down here to testify on behalf of the glyphosate bill that allows farmers to grow soybeans without having manual labor out there pulling the weeds out. Part of the reason I'm so supportive of that bill is that's what I did all of my teenage years. We used to call it walking beans or hoeing beans. So to go from a town of what is now 639 people to standing in the governor's office and accepting this appointment is truly humbling and almost unbelievable to me. The first and most important part of this job is to protect Missourians from anyone who would do violence against them, who would rip them off in financial schemes, who would abuse them through providing terrible care and getting paid by Medicaid, and anyone who would try to invade their constitutional rights. Working with local prosecutors, sheriffs, police, and the highway patrol, fighting crime is and will remain job one for this office. I look forward to having a close and collaborative relationship with law enforcement, as I did when I was United States Attorney. I'm assuming this office at an unprecedented moment of technological change. AI is already changing how law is practiced in the private sector, and I do think that that knowledge is something special I'm going to bring with me to the Attorney General's office, having had the resources of one of the largest law firms in the country. And be able, I know the AG's office is going to be technologically behind, but we need to start to evolve. So it will be a priority of mine to be a leader in realizing the efficiencies that AI can provide, but also a leader in protecting Missourians from any abuses that may be rendered through AI. And just to kind of wrap up, this year, Missouri lost one of its greatest public servants, a man who started his career as an assistant attorney general in the Missouri AG's office and went on to serve as governor and senator. And of course, I'm talking about Kit Bond, who was my first boss in public service and taught me an awful lot. But the most important lesson he taught me was pretty simple, and it was that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Now, lawyers really like to show off how much they know. But I am committed to living by that rule that Kit put out, and as I make decisions as AG, realizing that they aren't just going to be words we write in some brief, but that they will have, these decisions will have an impact on the real lives of Missourians. So, Governor, I promise to you that as AG, I will work as hard as I can. I will be innovative. I will adapt to changing times. But more than anything else, I'll show Missourians just how much I care. Thank you.